News, I'm Ben Thomas. With a ceasefire in effect in Gaza, Hamas has released 24 hostages, while Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners. President Biden.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well. Early this morning, 13 Israeli hostages were released, including an elderly woman, a grandmother, and mothers with their young children, some under the age of 6 years old. Separately, several Thai nationals and Filipino nationals were also kidnapped by Hamas on the 7th. They were released as well.
Israel says it's received a list of names of a second batch of hostages to be released by Hamas tomorrow. Meanwhile, Karen Shamas reports aid shipments are increasing.
Several trucks carrying fuel and supplies roll into Gaza from the Rafah crossing on the border with Egypt. Israel has agreed to allow the delivery of over 34,000 gallons of fuel a day into the besieged enclave for humanitarian needs for the duration of the truce. I'm Karen Shamas.
In this country, shoppers have been hunting Black Friday deals. Martha Stewart lives in Louisiana.
Every year, I get up at 4 o'clock, eat breakfast, and come in the mall and shop all day.
But for Philip Fisher in North Carolina.
This year things are a little tighter, so we're spending less than we normally would. And there hasn't been a lot of the great deals that we're used to seeing.
The National Retail Federation forecasts holiday sales will rise 3-4% this year. And Ken Sweet reports the stock market was open today.
Stocks closed mixed in a half-day trading session. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.1%. But the major indexes ended the week higher for the fourth straight week. Gains in healthcare, financial, energy, and other sectors helped temper losses in technology and communication stocks. Trading was slow as markets reopened following the Thanksgiving holiday. Shares rose mostly in Europe, while Asian markets ended mixed. Ken Sweet, New York.
This is AP News. An update on federal funding for Head Start programs. Julie Walker reports the Biden administration's plan to raise salaries for Head Start teachers could actually leave fewer spots for children.
Head Start programs nationwide are struggling with staffing shortages where teachers make about $39,000 a year, far less than educators with similar credentials. The Health and Human Service Agency's proposed federal rule would require Head Start programs to offer teachers salaries and benefits comparable to local public school teachers. HHS estimates the requirement could raise wages by as much as $10,000 over the next 7 years. But the number of kids in classrooms could shrink if Congress doesn't grant more money for the program. Biden asked for an additional $1 billion for Head Start this year. I'm Julie Walker.
Thanks, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.